excited for this one.
I am too.
I've always wanted to see Peck play. Have not been able to see them play. They have a lot of good athletes going through their school right now, as you can see with their runs through the 8-man football playoffs. And that typically in these small schools especially correlates directly onto the court.
I was impressed with their JV. They had that never give up attitude, and they made a ball game of it toward the end. Harbor Beach pulled it out at the end. But I think you're right. I think both schools should be playing each other more often.
Look at this schedule, this non-conference schedule for Peck. They started the season New Haven Merritt Academy. They won that 62-30. Then they played Richmond this past Saturday, lost 41-45. Tonight they're playing Harbor Beach. Then they have Genesee Christian on the 12th of January. Then on the 28th, they're playing Marlette of the Greater Thumb East. They're playing Memphis, Armada from the BWAC, and then Brown City from the Greater Thumb East.
They're not
afraid. These are no slumps.
They are not afraid to play anyone, anywhere.
I like this schedule. As far as Harbor Beach goes, like we said on their schedule already, I printed off the wrong year for Harbor Beach. Well, last year they had they had three games canceled when it came down to it, and they lost in the district finals against USA 51-52. I just listened to that broadcast the other day.
But, you know, this week and also getting into next week, too, I think is the gauntlet for Harbor Beach Pirates. They're going to be facing some very tough teams.
It's going to be interesting, to say the least, as far as the entire NCTEL and Greater Thumb Conference combined so far, through a lot of games in December alone, plus two games here in January thus far, the home team has won 29 of the games. The away team, 26. And it's been a two-point differential, 48.6 to 46.2.
A lot of graduations have cut into this a little
but
bit.
I was amazed as far as the closeness of the away team grabbing so many victories thus far through 55 games. I just did math in my head. Greater Thumb Conference against non-conference teams. They're 12-12 so far. The Greater Thumb East versus non-conference, they are 7-7. Greater Thumb West, 5-5. The Greater Thumb East on the road or at home is only 7-10 thus far through 17 games. As we now will listen in to the national anthem here in Harbor Beach.
At this time, we ask that everyone stand. Gentlemen, remove your hats. And please join Michael Hugan as he sings our national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars to the perilous fight. Oh, the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
I hope our listening audience could hear the national anthem. That was Michael Hugan, the principal at Harbor Beach High School.
Better known as Mr. Hugan here, the high school principal at Harbor Beach. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for both teams. First starting for the away Peck Pirates, donning their red jerseys. Number 5, a 5'10" senior, Caleb Dudley. Number 12, a 5'10" senior, Cody Abrego. Number 15, a 6'5" senior, Tom Gallagher. Number 21, a 6'6" sophomore, Dylan Dankenbrink. Is that how you say that?
Dankenbrink. Right.
Dankenbrink. And number 25, Kyle Abrego. As far as the Harbor Beach Pirates go, number 10, point guard, 6'3" senior, Josh Shelkey. Number 23, shooting guard, 5'8" senior, Austin Seltz.
The
number 24 at forward, a 6'4" junior, Jason Gaffke. Number 40, a 6'2" junior, Cody Seaman, the other shooting guard. And at center, number 50, a 6'7" senior, transfer from St. Mascie from last year, Dalton Oakey. Our reach coach by Ron Rubel, Peck Pirates' Jeremy Abrego.
Number 40, Cody
Very
Seaman.
Formidable.
Final thoughts before we start here.
Love the matchups. Well, I can't wait to see them.
Well, actually,
you know, there is going to be some matchups. I anticipate that Peck's going to be playing their man-to-man, and so will Harbor Beach.
Well, let's get situated here. As you look over to our right here, as the Peck bench is about 6 feet away from us, tall players, especially number 21 there, Dylan Dankenbring, that sophomore, 6 foot six. So some good height, especially from a Class D school with only 148 students enrolled, 9 through 12.
And they run the floor well.
I'll take your word for that. As we're getting started here from Harbor Beach, Peck on the road taking on Harbor Beach, the Pirates versus the Pirates. Should be a fun one. Peck bringing their cheerleaders. They actually don't see that all too often these days anymore. As the tip is won by Peck, and here we go, Kyle Abrego steals it away. Abrego top of the key, over to number 5, Caleb Dudley in the left corner, trying to go what appears to be a little bit of an alley-oop to Kyle Abrego, and we have a whistle. Will be a foul against Harbor Beach. Number 40, Cody Seaman with the quick foul, his first and team's first for Harbor Beach. Peck will be inbounding this one too. Cody Abrego again, and this layup is from the right side, or Kyle Abrego, is up and good. It's 2-0, Peck leading with 7:42 left in the first quarter.
That's actually a good matchup, having Cody Seaman on Abrego.
Feeds it down to Dalton Oakey, the left block. This one is tipped out of bounds. Harbor Reach ball underneath the road to hoop, right side of your radio. Harbor Beach coming out in their white jerseys with orange numbers with black outline. Harbor Beach, Beach Prominent on the front. Peck in their red uniforms with white outline, with white lettering. Josh Elke dribbles it into the paint. This one is stolen away. The first turnover of the night goes to Harbor Beach.
Look, they dump it on the inside, and then all of a sudden it was taken, and here's Peck attacking right now.
Kyle Abrego over to Dankenbring. Top of the key being guarded by Oakey. Bounce pass to the right wing to Dudley. Back up top of the key to Gallagher.
Peck is playing a flex offense right now.
And the jump shot from the right elbow from Abrego. Cody Abrego is no good. Rebound, Josh Shelkey. Here come the Pirates. Feeding it down to Dalton Oakey. That's a bad pass. And they'll chalk it up for the second turnover of the night. It's still 2-0. Peck leading with 6:45 left in the first. And a bad pass into the paint into Dankenbring gives the ball back to Harbor Beach. Peck with their first turnover of the night. Josh Shelkey, top of the key, dribbles over to Austin Seltz, over to Cody Seaman, right wing, takes the NBA three. This one's off the mark by a mile, and it goes off the glass, finally brought in by Peck, number 12, Cody Abrego. Taking his time, coming to the court, being guarded by Cody Seaman from 15 feet. 6.5 to play in the first, 2-0, Peck Pirates leading the Harbor Beach Pirates. Top of the key, Dankenbring tries to feed into the free throw line to Kyle Abrego, down to Dudley on the baseline. Back out to Kyle Abrego on the left wing for three. This one's no good. Rebound, white jersey, Josh Shelkey. Six to play in the first, still 2-0 Peck. Harbor Beach still scoreless. Josh Shelkey dribbles in, spin moves, lets the floater fly. This one's no good. And rebound brought in by Cody Abrego. Abrego, top of the key. To the other Abrego, Kyle Abrego, top of the key. Dankenbring for the jump shot just inside. The three mark from the right wing is good, and it's now 4-0. Peck leading Harbor Beach. 5:36 left in the first quarter.
Peck, of course, into man-to-man, and Harbor Beach is just trying to go ahead and just figure out what's going on. Nice little pass to Cody Seaman.
Cody Seaman in the paint as they tried to lull their opponents to sleep there, and indeed did. Harbor Beach on the board. Cody Seaman with two. It's 4-2. Peck by two.
Looks like an alley-oop.
And we have a foul against Peck. It'll be away from the ball. It'll be the first team foul against Peck. And it goes against number 21, Dylan Dankenbring. Of course, the officiating from the National Federation of High Schools stepping up the hand check call this year. Cody Seaman picks up his dribble top of the key over to Austin Seltz, right wing. Dribbles once, picks it up over to Josh Shelkey, left wing. Trying to feed it inside. Dribbles into the free throw line, kicks it down to Dalton Oakey. And the nice right-handed hook shot is good. And he gets the foul.
That was a nice pass. by Josh Schulke. Really set that up nice.
Foul goes